Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Molly and Lauren with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, a 13-year-old from the Gold Coast has become the first female ever to land a 720 skateboard trick in a competition. Arissa True was competing at the Tony Hawk Vert Alert in Salt Lake City, Utah, when she pulled off the record stunt. The teenager is currently ranked number 14 in the world and is hopeful for the 2024 Paris Olympics. The complex move was first landed by skating royalty Tony Hawk in 1985.
Education Queensland has confessed to removing trees planted in memory of deceased teachers to construct a $16,000 retractable umbrella on Queensland's second largest state school. The infrastructure blitz will also see the construction of a $700,000 medieval-themed playground on the campus, despite nearly all the 4,000 students learning remotely. More than $140,000 was also spent on special audiovisual technology at the Cairns School of Distance, which have never functioned properly. Senior maths teacher Jeff Wall said the facility should have gone to more needy schools, as the students will barely use the new playground.
In national news, whale watchers on the New South Wales far south coast have experienced a rare encounter with a pod of 8 killer whales. Earlier this week, the orcas were seen feeding and playing inside the bay at Marimbula. Part of the pod was a female orca which has been spotted around the south coast on and off for more than 20 years. Local photographer David Rogers told the ABC he had been out whale watching continually for more than 5 years, but had never been lucky enough to see a killer whale before this.
Researchers say the discovery of 4 more stone artifacts at the underwater site in Flying Roan Passage has confirmed its status as Australia's deepest known ancient Aboriginal site. Scientists from Flinders University had only discovered one artifact at the passage in 2019, located 14 metres below the sea. Archaeologist Chelsea Wiseman said it was a significant and rare discovery, as it allowed scientists to confirm its status as an ancient site.
In international news, wreckage from the Titanic tourist submersible has been brought ashore following a multi-day salvage mission in the North Atlantic Ocean. Fragmented pieces of the vessel, an experimental deep-sea sub by OceanGate, are all that is left from the expedition that killed 5 passengers. It's believed the sub imploded approximately 90 minutes into its journey to the final resting place of the Titanic, 3,800 metres under the sea.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a 0% chance of rain. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.